Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Voted down on Thursday. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Dozens of Republicans opposing it. 38 Republicans bucking and opposing Donald Trump to oppose this bill. The question now, of course, is what comes next? This was their plan B. It failed. What is plan C? Everyone now looking to Trump and Musk to see what they should do next.
The man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is now back in New York, where he will face murder and terrorism charges. Luigi Mangione is being held without bail. Just before Christmas, Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters launched a strike at 7 of the company's delivery hubs this week. Now, unionized Starbucks workers in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Chicago are off the job. They want higher wages. Starbucks says they walked away from talks this week. This is ABC News. Dogs are now assisting Alabama police in the search for missing one-year-old Caleb Collins. He's not been seen since early September. The search triggered by a massive car crash involving his family this week. Fayette County resident Angela Trim is shocked it's taken this long for authorities to realize the child had vanished.
If the accident happened December the 8th and dad died, mom's in the hospital, sister died, why hasn't, you know, what took everybody so long to realize there's another child?
Caleb's grandfather has since been arrested. Authorities have issued an emergency missing child alert for the little boy. In Indiana today, Delphi killer Richard Allen will receive his sentence for the murders of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German back in 2017. And if you're still waiting to ship out those last few holiday gifts, time's running out. U.S. Postal Service priority mail deadline for Christmas Eve delivery is tomorrow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, brought to you across Wisconsin from 540 AM WAUK, wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays and hoping that the yours and your family keep their political opinions to themselves this year.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the road tonight against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks are 14-11 after the break. The Cavaliers in first place at 23-4. Three former Bucks players named nominees to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings, and John McLaughlin, and Coach Doc Rivers, also named a nominee. College basketball, the Badgers go back to work this weekend at the Kohl Center. They will host a Horizon League team, the Detroit Mercy Titans. Titans at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. NFL, Packers practicing in the snow. There's a chance for some flurries Monday night when they host the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs says he likes games in the snow.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit. It kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times, and it's easier for me because I'm going to make you have to make that decision.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It will be breezy this morning with a little more off and on light snow, although I don't expect much more in the way of accumulation. And then the wind will die down. We'll clear out this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-20s here today. Tonight it'll be clear, 8 above. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 19. We're back to near 30 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film and TV critic Matt Miller. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops in with new music and great conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, and we have that warning up again that we're not on Facebook again. And
what did we do this time?
Does it ever give us an idea of what they're blocking us
Maybe
for?
Maybe we've been zucked.
Zucked?
Yeah. Yeah, Zuckerberg. We're thinking that maybe because Zuckerberg, you know, made his trip down to Mar-a-Lago, made a deal with Trump, and now he's going to do whatever he can to censor liberal, progressive, pro-democracy talk radio. That's what I'm thinking.
Really? Right?
That's where I'm going with it. That's it. I'm sticking
with
that.
This is what happens when you sell your soul to Trump.
Absolutely.
Wow.
This is not good stuff. You know what? I have had it with the billion... I never like to play class warfare, but I have had it, man. I mean, these guys are accumulating like flies around crap. And Trump is a piece of, you know.
Yeah.
So they're just hovering around this guy in a way that I have never seen anybody grovel before in my entire life. I want to cut loose. I just want to free myself from Facebook, Instagram. I want to just get rid of X.
Just really?
Yeah.
Just get it. Get rid of all of it.
All of it. This is too much. I don't want billionaires controlling my life, telling me what to do, and they're telling us now how we should program this show. They're going to block us.
Right.
They won't tell us why.
Screw them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Billionaires.
Oh, man. You know, I should have brought in my Trump clock.
Oh, you forgot it?
Yeah, I forgot it. You know, with all the snow out there and trying to get out of the house.
It's a mess out there.
It's awful out there. But, you know, my Trump clock, every hour, he shouts out, "Make America great again." Seriously, this is just how irritating. And there's no way to control the volume of the voice. It is. It blares through the entire house. You hear it everywhere. And this is the cute. This is the cute part of the story, okay? Mm-hmm. My little, my Kraken. My little border collie, about 1.5 years old now, has not gotten over the point where she wants to bite and chew everything. Well, as soon as that clock goes off every hour, she wants to jump up and bite the damn clock. She hates
really
the voice of Trump, apparently.
Wow. You know, Maybe I just let her have it, you know, just get it down on
the... She's in the right household.
Exactly.
Wow.
I was telling Sophia a couple days ago about your dog that you had decades ago at this point, who, whenever you watched TV, hated golf and would go at your TV with everything that it had.
It was bad. We had a the old cathode tube television for a while, JVC. It was a big screen. And every time golf was on, he would sit there and watch it. And as soon as he heard the whoop, he'd jump up at that screen.
Really?
Or if he, as you say, if he heard the swoosh, oh, man, he was at it. He was at it. But he would just sit there, and he loved football. He loved the Packers.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just loved it.
That's nice.
Baseball, I don't know. I couldn't tell. You know, as
probably
soon as
boring, too boring.
No, no. As soon as he heard the crack of the bat, he went up to the screen and started attacking it again. But I don't know whether he was happy that there was, you know, a hit.
Did he jump at the screen? Did he hit the screen with his paws and stuff?
With his snout. Yeah, and sometimes his teeth, and it would get all scratched up there. Oh, God, it was
sad.
The screen was not good looking after a while.
Guess not.
Then we raised everything up with the OLED. you don't want to hurt an OLED screen. Oh, man. You know,
OLED screen. Oh, what's that?
Well, that's not LCD.
It's organic LED.
Okay.
So what the cool thing about it is you can see it at any angle.
Oh.
It doesn't fade at all. It's crystal clear. It is high tech.
Hmm.
But the bad thing is that it has burn-in problems. So if you have something up on the screen for a long period of time, it can burn it into the screen.
That's not good.
Now, that's what I had heard, and that's kind of what I was waiting to happen, but it never happened. It never happened.
Hmm.
So I would not worry about burn-in on an OLED TV. All right,
okay.
So feel free to buy one for Christmas.
Okay.
What would we do without your tech?
You're probably on sale right now.
Thank you very much.
Good.
We got a message from Catherine because she has a kid in Madison Metropolitan School District. Students at a couple of schools in the Madison School District are planning a walkout today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. At 11 o'clock, they're going to march to the Capitol to protest gun violence in general, I suppose, and specifically in schools.
Is our screen updating here?
I don't see it here.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see that message.
Okay. Well, she sent it just to me.
Oh.
I'm special.
Well, she doesn't want to distract us.
Apparently. Still kind of messy out there this morning. Mm-hmm. But the snow has ended. It's moved on out, and now we're just left with, you know, plowing and shoveling and... Yeah, you got to get your sidewalks cleared by noon in Madison.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's the law.
What happens if I don't?
You get like a $125 ticket or something.
I don't own a snow shovel.
Well, it's up to your landlord. Then.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had heard that Cash Patel will be after you.
He's the cash man.
Yes.
Yeah. Got to make some money.
But, you know, the thing is, there were two shifts. You know, I took the first shift. In the early evening last night.
What, shoveling
snow? That was the first snowfall, and then it took a little break, and then we got the second one, which is about an inch and a half.
Yeah.
And as I told my sons before I left this morning, I think you should go out there and shovel or blow snow.
Good.
Because it's enough to do that.
Yeah, get them out there.
The reason to have a nice snow blow on your driveway is let the sun, the radiation from the sun, burn off the snow on the driveway.
Okay.
You like burning off water, don't you?
Yeah. Sure, burn it off.
Burn it
off. Get the flamethrower.
Okay.
That's it. Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line this morning.
Oh, she is.
What did we do now?
Yeah.
Good morning, Catherine.
No, we didn't do anything wrong. I'm just heartbroken. I'm baffled. Are you kidding me? I have to get the sidewalks done by noon and I get a ticket?
Yes.
I didn't know that. So here's my problem.
Yeah.
Remember I told you I have a new snowblower that's electric?
Yes.
Right.
This kid who was doing my lawn, because I bought the snowblower and the lawnmower at the same time, he was so feeling guilty. Long story, I won't even tell you. So he decided, I'll put together your snowblower too. Well, he didn't put it together. He didn't screw it together. There were no screws. And so I started to look at him like, I'm going to go get my snowblower out. I can't use it yet.
Oh,
I
got
to go back to the screws are missing. I got to go back to Home Depot or wherever I got it and get the screws replaced.
Great. Didn't you look for the screws when you first opened the box and stuff?
I didn't do it. He did it. He surprised me with all
This kid just put it together. Put it together better than anybody else because he used less parts, right?
He used fewer parts.
That sounds right.
But if I turn it on, the lid's gonna blow off.
Well, oh no! Oh man!
Well, what are you gonna?
I gotta get a ticket.
Aren't you gonna call the kid up and see where he put all that stuff?
Oh,
you know,
God.
Maybe put it someplace in a special place.
Well, screws. You do have regular. You've got regular snow shovel, don't you? You can just
I
go.
Do. I do. That's
okay,
what I'll
it's
be
not
doing
that
today.
Much. Yeah, just do
no.
The
it
side.
Is bad. It is that bad. I don't know how
sidewalk.
Much. I don't know how much she has to do.
I think it's like 2 or 3 inches. Yeah. I don't know. What?
No,
oh,
I mean
how long the sidewalk is?
How long the sidewalk is? The driveway? The whole thing? That's going to be a nightmare. God,
you can leave the driveway.
Wait,
you can
thanks.
just do the sidewalk, and you'll be fine.
Are we going to see you this morning, Catherine?
I don't think.
Oh,
no.
Wow. I guess we won't get that. I guess we won't get that Christmas gift everybody was talking
about. Yeah, everybody's
about.
Talking about Christmas bonuses, but oh, wow.
Well, okay.
Here comes the plow. Here comes the plow to plow me in. I'll never get out.
You're going to stay there for a long time.
Keep us posted.
Yep.
Maybe we'll send Sam over to help you out. Okay.
I'm always the one designated to go and help
somebody. You're our helper.
Yeah.
Help us.
You're a fix-it guy.
Okay.
She's gone.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the weather for today. Mm-hmm. All right. The
current, right,
current temperature is 27 degrees.
What do we use today?
Well, let's get out the balls.
Balls.
I
was going to say the balls.
Yeah, were you?
Great.
Oh,
kick out the balls.
Okay. Here we go.
Here
first
we go.
Ball coming up. It's a 2. Second ball coming up. It's a 7. 27 is our high, and that's what we're at right now. So it's steady temperatures. All steady as she goes all day long.
Every once in a while, I find the sound of the balls a little humorous. I don't know why. It's the same sound every time.
Well,
a little punchy, I think.
Well.
hallucinated on coffee this morning.
I understand. No, I went out and shoveled my walk a couple of times just to, you know, get in the.
You got a corner lot.
I do.
Got a lot to do.
Yes. And I got another ticket on
really?
My junker car that I am still fixing up. Yeah. Well, So I live in a corner lot. So one street has restrictions for Thursdays. One street has restrictions for Tuesdays. You can't park there till after noon.
Oh.
Wednesday night, I went out and I'll park over on this side. I forgot that that was a Thursday. You can't park there till after noon on Thursdays. Yeah. So I got another ticket.
Do you realize that the number of tickets you're getting now? You could have fixed the car 8 times at any expensive shop in town.
I have gotten 4 tickets
over
the last 5-6 weeks.
Jeez, this is ridiculous.
$35
a shot. This isn't working out.
I'm getting to know the people at the traffic department. In the basement of City Hall.
They're looking
for you again, huh? Yeah, they're targeting me now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So I got to get out and move it again before 10 o'clock.
Well, I'm sure Cash Patel is on that.
Think so? Hey, let's take a quick look at the National Day calendar.
Right.
We're almost out of time for this. Wow, my gosh. Would we have to skip it? What one of these days does not belong? We'll just go do that. Go Caroling Day? Is it Go Caroling Day? Is it National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day? How about National Underdog Day? National Mud Day? National Sangria Day? Or National Keep Hope Alive Day? Which one of those
not
days?
Not National Mud Day,
it actually is National Mud Day, M-U-D-D.
Oh.
For mud. The Dr. Mud.
That's the wrong one. There
what?
You go. Because he got it right. Or he got it wrong.
He got it wrong.
Yeah.
Sam, do you have a guess before we go to break?
No, we're all out of time.
All right. Well, come back. We'll do the
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was denied access to over $4 million in matching public funding for his 2025 campaign due to questions over an ongoing federal investigation and accusations of financial mismanagement. The U.S. Department of Justice filed charges against the mayor in September, charging him with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He is also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal these transactions, according to the DOJ. The New York City Campaign Finance Board ruled December 16th that Mayor Adams' request for $4.5 million in matching funds would be denied. The chair of the board said in a statement, "After thoroughly reviewing all available information, including the details of the indictment of Mayor Adams, the board has determined there is reason to believe the Adams campaign has engaged in conduct detrimental to the matching funds program in violation of law, including the Campaign Finance Act and board rules." New York City's campaign finance system provides an 8-to-1 match for small donations of $250 or less for mayor and $175 for city council. Such small donor financing systems promote transparency, discourage big money, and encourage less affluent candidates to run. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear, and fight through all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for underdog,
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 underdog, speed of light.
I love that.
Yeah.
What a great theme.
It's National Underdog Day today.
Yeah.
Recognizing that America loves its underdogs. Each year on the third Friday of December, we cheer on the teams and individuals who are statistically expected to lose in competition. So salute the underdogs today.
Yeah. It was like one of those shows you had to watch if you were just starving for something superheroish.
Yes. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And,
was it Wally Cox, the voice
it was
of Underdog?
Wally Cox, yes.
Mr. Peepers. If you go back on YouTube, check out a Mr. Peepers episode. Yikes.
That goes way back
in
the 50s. Yeah. National Mud Day, to remember the Dr. Mud. Remember Dr. Mud? He fixed... John Wilkes Booth leg.
That's right.
After he assassinated Lincoln. Yeah. So he was not held in high regard, but eventually, you know, they kind of gave him a pass.
Well, he had a Hippocratic oath. You know, he had to do it.
Yeah. Fix it. So Mud Day recognizes the birthday of Dr. Samuel Mudd, a man whose name was Mudd after dealing with John Wilkes Booth.
It's terrible.
All right. Let's see. What else do we have here? Sam is busy at the moment, so I will continue. Let's see. What we got.
What do you need me for?
Well,
you can run the show on your own.
Let's run.
Get in touch with her.
Let's run the show.
Okay. Without Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go caroling day. If you like to go, how was the last time you went caroling, John?
I've never done that. Have you?
What?
Maybe
really?
Today's a good day to do that. Then. It's National
Have
Ugly.
Have you done it?
Gone caroling?
Sam, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's done everything. He's been a mattress. He's been a cheese slicer guy at a dairy. And now he's been a caroler.
Well, it's
what
been quite
hell?
A long time. It was probably when I was a young teenager.
23 years old, and he's done all of these things. And now he's going to, you know, be a teacher.
Yeah,
history teacher, is that it?
That's
history?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Should we open up the history book? We have time to
Why
do
not?
That? Or are we going to talk to...
Oh, do you have Pam?
No, I gave her a call a couple times, went to voicemail. Hopefully she's not like stuck in a snowbank
or
something.
That's what I'm hoping too.
Do you have the same number that we have in the email?
I do.
Okay.
It was her voice on the voicemail, so.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Well, she emailed us a couple of times for things she wanted to talk about, and that's why we're a little surprised. Hopefully she's okay.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
In the meantime,
but Caroline and you know this kid, he's done everything, and
I haven't done everything.
Have you jumped out of a plane with a parachute?
No, but it's on my bucket list.
Okay,
you know, right now he's in the process of stealing everything from us: our knowledge, our histories, our past, things we bring up as memories. He's going to teach in his classroom.
You think so?
In the not too distant future.
I gotta say, I have learned more about
people
who actually lived through the past from you guys than I have from any of my grandparents.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Speaking of the past,
yes.
Time to open up the history.
Please,
oh, let's do that now.
Something.
I'm getting used to the dust now.
It's gonna be
sadly.
You know,
turned out to be asbestos dust.
I know.
A week from Monday, it's going to be real bad.
Oh, because it'll be a whole week since
we
opened the history.
It's going to have been a whole week since we opened up the book.
Well, let's explain. We're taking the entire week off next week.
Right.
We've put together special shows.
Yes.
And a lot of reruns of some of the most precious moments that we had.
Not a lot there, but yeah, there's a few.
There's
a handful.
We scraped a few together.
That's right.
So a whole week.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those days. I mean, we have all kinds of good stuff.
We do. New, original stuff that we put together. An entire show with
Rocker. Yeah.
An entire show with Rocker.
Right.
We're doing...
That's Christmas Eve.
Just a lot of Wisconsin Christmas music.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we had a show where we...
Interviewed each other.
Yeah, we spilled our guts and interviewed each other. And boy, I can't wait to hear that one.
You know, sadly, I think this is the weird part, is that we really didn't have enough time.
Yeah, you're right.
I said, ask each other questions.
Do it again. Do it longer.
Yeah. We skimmed through our lives. Yes.
Because people are so interested in it. A lot of people are taking notes.
Yeah. They want to know. What John and Gordy are all about. Yeah.
What a sad state of affairs.
Yeah. No kidding. So what's in the history?
Yeah. Well, let's take a look. Today, in 1860, South Carolina becomes the first state to secede in the Civil War.
Mm. 1860.
Okay. Before Lincoln became president. Imagine being the president-elect, and this is what you're coming into.
Mm.
Wild stuff.
Yeah. That was a tough time for a president.
Mm. Today in 1946, we mentioned it. That was live when we did this yesterday, talking about our favorite Christmas movies.
Right.
Today in 1946, It's a Wonderful Life premiered in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, and I'm just not a big favorite.
No?
That's not my favorite. No.
Well, it's just from another time. I don't know
what it is. It just it drags for me a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's not exactly a Christmas movie. It doesn't take place during Christmas until the very end.
Right.
True.
Right. Okay. Look, I'm not saying it isn't. I haven't watched it in maybe decades.
Wow, really?
Well, yeah.
It just reminds me of what my parents' life must have been back in that time.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the thing.
It really reflects
it's
the time.
So different. Yeah. Okay.
Today,
Anything else?
Yeah, today in 1957, Elvis got drafted. What a big deal that was.
Yeah.
By the way,
the Army.
It's a Wonderful Life. We're all going to go through that again.
You think so?
I'm getting a feeling.
Mm.
Stuck in a small town with not a lot of cash for the rest of our lives.
Well, all our towns will be small.
Yeah.
They're going to wither away.
Oh, boy.
Last thing I got on the list today. Today in 2019, some real recent history, the Space Force was created.
I wonder what the Space Force is up to.
I picture marionettes, right? Another marionette episode from Britain. But Space Force.
Okay. God. All right.
Well, he had nothing else to do and he had to sound important, so they put together Space Force. Do we have the theme for Space Force?
I didn't know they had a theme.
Yeah, they do. They
we'll
came up with
a
musical theme.
A bit.
Yeah.
It is 6:29. We're coming back with Idiocracy.
Yep.
For Friday morning.
Oh, Santa got a DWI. Everybody now, Santa. a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's a Friday morning, and we're looking at a government shutdown if they can't come to some agreements in Washington, D.C. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And, of course, agriculture has a horse in this race. Last night, the House failed to pass an alternate stopgap funding bill that would have kept the government going through March 14th and did include related farm aid. The vote was 174 to 235. Republican Mark Alford from Missouri says people need to recognize it's not just about shutting down the government, it's about food security.
Missouri has 87,000 farms. We are losing 1,000 farms in America each month. Our food security is national security, and the Democrats do not want to support our farmers because of the high inflationary costs that this administration has brought about. And the low commodity prices, farmers are going out of business.
The impassioned plea from Missouri Republican Mark Alford in the newly stripped-down version of the bill they were considering. They left out year-round E15 sales that had originally been okayed in the first bill. That's a big disappointment to the biofuels industry as well as farmers. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning in the black. We'll take a look at numbers next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Barrel cheese was down 2.5 yesterday at 176. The 40-pound block cheese down a half, 185.5, while AA butter stood still. The January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 22 cents this morning, 1971 100 weight. The March corn's up 2 at 443. December new crop up 2 at 437. January beans 6 cents higher right now at 969. November new crop up 6 at 982. March wheat's up 3 at 535. July new crop up 3. 554 a bushel. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It will be breezy this morning with a little more off and on light snow, although I don't expect much more in the way of accumulation. And then the wind will die down. We'll clear out this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-20s here today. Tonight it'll be clear, 8 above. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 19. We're back to near 30. By Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers stops by with a Friday edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and also our final day to win prizes in our Text to Win contest. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
92.7 WMDX, Christmas edition of the show.
That's right. Get ready for the big day.
Yeah.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
All right. Well, you know, we just heard from Pam. Let's go to the phones for right. Pam Yonke. All right. Well, oops, I'm sorry.
You all right?
I'm choking.
You're all choked up?
I am choked up.
Choked up because this is the last time we'll talk to Pam before the holidays?
Yeah, and that's right. We want a summation. We want to get the update, you know? Even okay. more updated than the one she just did.
Okay.
But let's talk about that that bird flu. The first human case of the bird flu. This is going to scare a lot of people. You know, we're talking about vaccines and RFK Jr. maybe not liking the vaccines, and now we've got the bird flu in humans. What's going on, Pam?
Yeah,
it was detected up in Barron County. That's the same location where a commercial poultry flock had tested positive for high path avian influenza probably about 2 weeks ago. They depopulated the birds, but that person that tested positive had contact with the flock, was one of the farm workers. Now, the good news, according to the Department of Health Services, is that they had like a sore throat, runny nose, typical cold kind of flu symptoms, but they rebounded really fast. They're probably back to work now. That was the good outcome. But it is something that we now have to pay attention to. The bird pattern over Wisconsin still includes migratory birds. They had another hot flock that came in Kenosha County. And the other part that we have to pay attention to is how far you have to monitor around some of these locations. So, for example, in Kenosha County, Dr. Darlene Conkle, our state veterinarian, said within a six-mile radius of that backyard flock, which was 88 chickens and 5 ducks from what I recall, there were 88 additional operations that had livestock on them, including, I think, 6 dairy or 6 bovine locations. That's all through our premise identification system. So we have to remember that it's not just that individual farm. It is potentially all the farms in the area. So definitely something to watch. Part of the reason I bring it up, guys, is I just got the November milk production figures for the United States. California this week declared a state of emergency over high-path avian influenza in their dairy herds. Now they've got more than 250, last I looked, dairy herds that have at least a case of high-path avian influenza in their dairy animals. They recalled a bunch of raw milk that's legal to sell in California because of health concerns, and it's kind of just been spiraling. Now the cows are starting to recover, so maybe they're a little bit late to the party as far as the state of emergency. But California's milk production in November, in large part because of high-path avian influenza, went down 9%, more than 9% in a month. That tells you just how concerned Wisconsin is about keeping it out of our dairy herd.
Well, that's true. Now, we can try to keep it out, but also we pasteurize the milk, so that danger isn't really there, at least for pasteurized milk.
Correct. Right. Absolutely. You are absolutely correct. And that really goes for anything. If you're thinking avian and you're thinking, oh, I can't eat eggs or I don't want to be around that. No, remember, anything that is processed, sanitized, processed that way is absolutely fine. We had that conversation before with you guys about that's part of the reason why Wisconsin does not allow the sale of raw milk. They're just trying to protect the consuming public. So, like we said, in Wisconsin, everything is still fine. Everything is still good, but we always want to make sure we're amping up our biosecurity measures just in case.
I know one thing. I'm not happy about the price of eggs. Okay, I'm not happy about that.
Yeah. That's not going away.
No, it isn't. Let's talk about the farm bill, because the continuing resolution has failed a couple of times in the last day. So now, you know, the farm bill is still out there. What are the farmers thinking on this?
Well, right now, all we want is give us something. And the last time that I took a look at the more than 1,500 pages of documentation for this continuing resolution, it still contained $10 billion in farm funding. Now, that's a very broad term. I can't tell you exactly what that $10 billion is dedicated to, mm-hmm. and it's a far cry from what the, for example, American Farm Bureau Federation said they needed $15 to $20 billion. So they got 10 in there to just tide us over. One thing that I know came off the table because of this stripped-down version is the mandate of E15 allowance for fuels nationwide. Oh. That was something the biofuel industry, renewable fuel industry had been so excited about, and they stripped that out in yesterday's version. Like you said, it didn't pass, so I don't know exactly where in the world we stand. I think the bigger obvious issue is if the federal government shuts down, that impacts farmers as well. All the services that they rely on, Farm Service Agency, if they've got a loan or if they're looking to get a loan, that paperwork comes to a stop. Our Resource Conservation Service, if they're working on projects, that comes to a stop. So there's a lot of those kinds of repercussions that farmers would have to live with if the government goes into a shutdown mode. Now, remember, on that note, even if the government goes into a shutdown mode, federal meat inspectors, federal food inspectors are still going to be showing up at work.
All right.
They are, shall we say, immune from that kind of shutdown.
All right.
Talking with Pam Yonke here from Midwest Farm Report. Now, Pam, let's turn to this other story about a Milwaukee public school teacher named Teacher of the Year by the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom. Now, I understand this teacher has a special program going on, right?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the fact that we've got an agriculture teacher that's excelling like this in the Milwaukee Public School tells us a little something about how people are paying more attention to where their food comes from. And this guy's name is Joshua Gonzalez. Now, I don't know if I personally met him, but I have met some of the teachers that he works with. He is the Agriculture Committee Chairman at River Trail School of Agriculture Science. And again, that's Milwaukee Public Schools.
Wow.
He helps coordinate all kinds of different agriculture-related education pods, or whatever they call them these days, modules, through the whole public school system for Milwaukee. And in his group, he works everywhere from pre-K up to, I think, eighth grade. And he said some of the kids that he deals with come from very poor families. He said they do not come from wealth. But his goal is to educate them so that they either know that they can empower themselves by growing some of their own food, or at least recognize how their food is produced and look at the sustainability side of things. So I just think it's pretty cool that Milwaukee, of all places, has got this. They've got a food forest where they have 2 acres of an orchard, and they grow pears, chestnuts, and hazelnuts. And, you know, anytime they're growing food in the classroom, to Joshua's credit, he kind of gives that back to the families, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if the kids are not from a real strong background as far as finances and maybe, you know, the grocery side of things, that is another way to get through to these kids how important being in control of their food might be.
Well, we might have some future farmers coming out of Milwaukee of all places, right? That's
We're
great.
Lucky.
Yeah, that.
I hope I live to see it.
I know there's so many different things that are going on in the classroom. You know, the big deal for us was watching bread rise. Now we're teaching kids how to be good farmers. This is great stuff. I love it. Just one more last thing here I want to get to is the deportation situation. You know, we have dairy farmers, and is this an important issue for them? Do they think they're not going to be affected by it? What's your feeling on that?
I think they're like a lot of people waiting to get the detail. Mm-hmm. You know, the devil is always in the detail. Now, if the next administration comes in and decides to drop the hammer hard, and everybody's going, if you don't have proper paperwork or what have you, then, of course, the dairy industry, as well as a lot of agriculture, not just in Wisconsin, well beyond our borders, is going to be rocked by that potential outcome. If he decides that he's instead going to focus on those with a criminal background or something like that, okay, then we may have a chance to work through the system. But I'm sure that there are a lot of farms and agribusinesses, a lot of food processing. I mean, it's not just limited to our dairy farms anymore, that are monitoring the situation really closely. And I hope that they're communicating clearly with their employees about this. This shouldn't be where it's your problem, not mine, because quite honestly, it's our problem.
It
so
really
you better
is.
Be talking with them, communicating clearly on either what the plan is, how you're going to help them, what resources are out there. I know that a lot of the resources that are available are already stretched because of the anxiety about this. So, you know, like I said, agriculture is like a lot of us, just waiting to see what the details look like.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Pam. It's what we're all about here in Wisconsin. Pam, you're doing fantastic work. I have to say that.
I appreciate it, fellas.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you. We hope you have a
good Christmas.
Yeah,
too,
happy holidays, well. Too. All right.
Yeah,
all
you right. guys, too. We'll catch you in the new calendar year. Thanks, fellas.
Absolutely. Sounds Thanks great. A lot.
It's Pam Yonke from Midwest Farm Report. Always appreciate when she can spend some time with us.
Yeah.
Boy,
that's something, huh? All
right. Yeah. Good for the Milwaukee schools to have that teacher putting in programs for kids all the way from pre-K through eighth grade.
That's massive.
Learning about agriculture and farming and all of
pear
that.
Pear trees? Are you kidding me? What the heck? That's some kind of planning ahead there.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic stuff. Now let's get to Idiocracy. What do you think?
Okay.
We have a little time for Idiocracy.
I think we've got a little time.
I think so.
All right.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
You're the smartest guy in the world. You're pretty dumb sometimes.
What it sums it up, doesn't it?
That's it. Well, what kind of dumb stuff do we have today?
Well, we got Pete Hegseth in the news.
But
we've got Mark on the line.
Is he still there? He's been holding a long time. Mark,
check in. What do you got for us?
Yeah, good morning.
Well, I see that the bill collapsed again, and some of the count was 235 to what, 170 something or other. Mm-hmm. And that one Republican was whining about the Democrats didn't come through here. Well, seriously, the Republicans didn't come through because the Republicans are in the majority and should have had the votes to pass their forced in bill. That if they would have just passed the compromise bill, this would all be done. I mean, the farmers would have the farm bill that was stuck into the compromise measure, and it is just ridiculous that this guy is blaming the Democrats for the failure on the part of Republicans to actually stand up to Elon Musk, who probably opposed the E-15 thing because he wants everybody driving his death trap Teslas. And what are we going to do when we get rid of the food inspectors? And people are getting the avian flu gets into our food supply.
You know, I saw a clip yesterday of one of those Republicans blaming the Democrats for not passing the bill. You're the majority, dip. Stick. Man, oh man! And by the way, Mark, have you ever heard of the album WTF Christmas Songs? Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't heard of that one.
Okay, well, you have to check it out on Spotify. I found it yesterday, and I think you mentioned the song
Chipmunks
Roasting on an Open Fire?
Yeah.
Chipmunks, yeah.
That song is on that album, and I thought of you right away when I saw that. So, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
All right, Mark.
Hey, thanks, brothers.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
All right, let's get to Pete Hegseth.
Oh, we only have a minute left here, John.
Oh, we don't have enough time for this.
Well, we have it.
No, wait. This is
time slips away.
By the way, this is just a continuing bit that we're doing on the show where I act like we don't have enough time and that I'm angry about it.
It's a good bit. We're going to workshop it a little bit. Run it around the table.
That's what I'm thinking.
We got it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well.
Maybe we can talk about this when we come back. What'd you think about
that? Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do
we're that. Coming back with more of John and Gordy.
The skag was busted off Santa. Know what I want for Christmas? Oh well, Santa. Oh well, you know what I want this year. Oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard 9'3"? Oh, Christmas is near and it only comes once a year. Oh, won't you listen? I'll ask for no more. So Santa, now don't you fear? Oh yeah.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Need a new mattress?
Choose Furlow over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlow Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlow to the others, and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlow.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Let's have a drug-free Christmas this year. Forget cocaine, try Eggnog, the same or pretty near. Spend the day on Grandma's farm, not on pharmaceuticals. Let's have a coke-free, crack-free, dope-free Christmas this year. If you have visions of sugar plums dancing in your head, get off that stuff, you've had enough, you're gonna end up dead. We've done drug tests up at the North Pole. The results are frightening, a sordid scene unfolds. Frosty flunked, you know he's called the snowman for a reason. We found why Rudolph's nose is red throughout the Christmas season. Santa's clean, but we found his family has its flaws. It seems that Mrs. Santa is a drug-dependent clause. Santa's elves work well in the clock, you see they know.
92.7 WMDX, picking out a few of the more forgotten Christmas songs.
That's great stuff for the holidays.
That's what I'm
thinking. Uplifting.
Yeah. At least we know now they're on top of it.
Right?
Boy, this is really not in control. Huh? Okay, let's get to Pete Hegseth. What do you think?
Sure.
His big tattoos.
Is he getting more tattoos?
He's got big tattoos.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, they're not harmless expressions of his Christian faith.
No?
No, they are not. They are white nationalist symbols. And, you know, they're trying to not make this a big deal, you know. But I think it is a big deal. I really do. Let's listen to cut 115, all right?
Deus Vult has been adopted by white supremacists, a Jerusalem cross tattoo, and those were flagged by a fellow National Guardsman, which then led to Hegseth being pulled from protecting President Biden's inauguration in 2021.
Those tattoos are, again, symbols that are used by white Christian nationalists. Those who have adopted these crusader images really see themselves as at war with those trying to take down American Christianity and Western civilization at large. That means members of the LGBTQ community. That means trans people. That means those who don't see themselves as part of a Christian society. There's a temptation, I think, to write off Hegseth's tattoos as just an expression of his faith or to say they're no big deal. But we just talked about him as donning a crusader identity. There are expressions of faith and peace, of love and forgiveness, but those are clearly not the ones had.
No, they're really clearly not. You know, I saw a picture of his tattoos, I think basically covers his entire chest.
Yeah.
So it's not just some minor little tattoo that you put on, you know, securing your Christian faith. Oh. I say more than anything, it's an insecurity of their Christian faith that they have to do this in the first place. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, yeah.
Can I have a... Be right on that. I think I am.
His entire chest seems covered.
Yes, absolutely.
Tattoos. Yeah.
All right. How about this? You know, we saw January 6th live in person, and it was real. But believe it or not, anti-fascist protesters actually ended up framing the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and 44 other anti-government groups. They managed to pass the blame off. These anti-fascists, these more liberal individuals, were able to frame the Proud
That's
Boys.
That's incredible.
The Oath Keepers.
What a good job they did.
They did a fantastic job. And, you know, Pete Hegseth is on top of this. So let's listen to Cut 124.
There are reports, you know, in the New York Post and elsewhere, and just from, you know, common sense, that Antifa folks took advantage of this to try to get to the front and try to agitate and create openings for themselves. They want chaos, ultimately. I could even spot it. You can see the helmets where there's a, you know, Donald Trump bumper sticker on the back quickly put on it so they could look like they wanted to stop the steal. But what they really wanted to do was further the narrative.
Yeah. I mean, it was obvious, right? What the hell is that guy on? Oh, let's put him in charge. Let's put him in charge of something, right?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Get him on the cabinet.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. And you know, Bob Woodward now is a big target of the Trump administration.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, he did a few interviews with Trump.
A few books.
Yeah.
Over the years.
He gave Trump, you know, quite the platform, I would have to say.
Yes.
And
he recorded a number of
interviews. Bob Woodward records these interviews to have proof that these are actual quotes from Trump.
He's very thorough.
Now Trump is saying that he shouldn't have released the tapes. Now, I think that, I don't know, I think that's blowing smoke, but we'll see. And what this does is it sends a chill through the press corps.
Sure.
Who don't want to see, you know, definitely don't want to interview Trump at this point and will be very, very, very hands off when it comes to maybe grilling Trump, maybe asking a tough question, maybe even reporting the question, or maybe even editing the question.
Right.
And
might
answer.
Be thrown in jail.
Yeah.
Just for asking questions.
And the idea of going after CBS because 60 Minutes did the edits on something that I think since the beginning of that program, they've been doing similar edits. Maybe they can get them for past edits. You know?
Yeah.
Put them in jail forever. All of the ex-hosts from that show should at least spend some prison time for editing their interviews. Can you imagine not editing the interviews? My God, what the hell? And then they'd get angry for not editing it, right? Well, you left that in, and you're trying to make me look bad. I'm taking you to court.
Right. Well, Bob Woodward's been, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein,
who,
you know, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a great movie, by the way, with...
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that. Okay. All right.
Linda Lovelace was
she
a great
was,
performer.
She, sure. Coming up, oh boy, it's the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest.
Oh, wow, we got the Grown Up stuff coming out too. All right, let's go.
Right around
it.
The corner. On John and Gordy in the morning. Oh, why would you go anywhere? Stay right here.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt with Lean Local. This week's show, we discuss stress during the holiday season with Kimberly Johnson from Johnson Counseling.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A walkout by delivery drivers at more than half a dozen Amazon distribution hubs entering its second day. Starbucks workers also off the job in three big cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle. Michelle Eisen is a bargaining delegate for Workers United.
We didn't get a fair offer from this company. We're striking because this company has still not stepped forward and solved the outstanding unfair labor practice charges.
Starbucks says the union walked away from talks earlier this week. Talks stepping up on Capitol Hill after the House voted down a newly negotiated Republican spending plan. A different bipartisan deal was torpedoed by President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally Elon Musk earlier this week. CEO murder suspect Luigi Mangione being held without bail at a federal prison in New York, the city where he is charged with murdering the head of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson. The FAA now banning drones and more New York cities following increased sightings recently. This is ABC News.